This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks so much for having me today. But my background is I've built a career on helping early stage and mid-stage B2B SaaS companies scale, which led me to ultimately found Onboard.io, which is a software built to help companies onboard their customers faster.
Will, how are you involved with user adoption?
So over the years, I've built and managed customer success and onboarding teams, like I said earlier. But one of the biggest frustrations was there were no tools built specifically for onboarding, which is a huge part of user adoption. So I tried using generic tools in the past, like Excel files and project management software, but they ultimately didn't give me the capabilities that I needed to manage my team. And they didn't give my team the tools that they needed to properly manage the customers. So ultimately, that's why we built Onboard.io, is to help customer teams easily manage user and company adoption.
Will, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Well, let's start with the challenges. There are a lot of moving parts when trying to gain user adoption, from a well-orchestrated onboarding process to continued education. One of the most obvious but most missed pieces of the puzzle is giving your users access to what they need to get done and when it needs to be done by. When I'm talking to a prospect or a new customer at onboard, one of the first questions that I always ask is, how do your users know what to do next? Too often I hear, we tell them on a call or we send them emails with next steps. The reality is users shouldn't have to sift through emails or wait for a call to ask you what to do next. It should be clearly spelled out in the launch plan. One of the key messages, if not the key message that I want listeners to walk away with is, without visibility, there is no accountability. Meaning you can't get frustrated at your customers or users for not adopting your solution if the steps to adopt aren't clearly visible to them, clearly outlined and available. In terms of the biggest success, I think ultimately it's just the inverse of the biggest challenge. Every once in a while you start using a new product and everything about that product is easy, from the UI and the UX to the onboarding process to ongoing support or education. When a company can get all of those things working well together, user adoption success is inevitable.
Well, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Yeah, so I think the biggest advice that I have is focus on the small details. You know, the old saying of the devil's in the details, I think it's true. Too often I hear companies talking about completely blowing up their user journey and starting over, making sweeping changes, or the opposite, which is just letting users continue the same journey that they know is broken. But just like any great science experiment, you need controls and you need variables. So start with the small problems and really dive in deep. Understand why it's challenging for users to adopt. Understand what subset of users are having the issue with adoption. And what they're expecting that they're not receiving. From there, work through the problem, paint the picture for the user, get them involved, tweak it until it's right, and then make the change. But once you do that, you're still not done yet. You have to measure the results from the experiment and see if the results are better or worse. But at the end of the day, you'll often find that these small problems actually stem from larger problems in the user journey. But to attack the big problem, you first need to understand all of the small ripple effects that it's causing. It's a little bit of reverse engineering the problem or working backwards.
Will, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
You can find a ton of content on onboard.io on our blog. Make sure to check out all the individual blogs. There are a ton of actionable assets in there that you can use today, like visual onboarding journeys to kickoff call scripts to asset checklists. We have a ton of really great content on our blog today.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.